Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Chafam and Aleph, brings on a story with Rav. Rav Baruch Hud, Reb Chiya. Rav was the nephew of Reb Chiya. And it says, Kisalak Lahasim, when he went to see Reb Chiya one time, Amrlay, Reb Chiya said to Rav, Abba Kayim. He asked him a question. He said, Is your father alive? Your father, meaning my brother, is he still alive? So Rav, instead of answering him directly, because apparently he was not alive, but he didn't want to say that straight out, so Amrlay, he said to Reb Chiya, Eima Kayamas. Is my mother alive? In other words, why are you asking me about my father, asking me about my mother? So he's trying to get out of answering the question directly. So Reb Chiya said to him, Amrlay, Eima Kayamas. So Yitaki asked him, is your mother alive? So again, instead of answering him straight out, Rav said to him, Amrlay, Abba Kayam, I didn't answer yet about my father, so why are you asking me about my mother? So he avoided answering the questions about each one, and Reb Chiya sort of figured out that they're both no longer alive. So that's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara, that every time when Reb Chiya asked Rav a question about one of his parents, he would, instead of answering, he would respond with a question and say, what about the other one? Are they alive? And that was his way of hinting it to Reb Chiya. But then Rashi brings down a different Pshat in the Gemara. He says, Rashi says that when Rav responded, it wasn't a question, but it was a fact, it was a statement. And he wanted him to figure out from that what he meant. So in other words, in the beginning, Reb Chiya asked Rav, Abba Kayim, is your father alive? So Rav answers, he says, Ima Kayamis, my mother is alive. Then he said, is your mother alive? He said, Abba Kayim, my father is alive. So when he asked, is one alive? He answered by saying, the other one is alive, and that way he should hopefully figure out that this one is alive and the other one is not alive. That's the other pshat that Rashi says in the Gemara, that each time he answered with a fact, with a statement, not with a question. The Rashi doesn't like this pshat. Rashi says it's shver because of a kasha b'einai loyma sh'rav yotzei dvar shakim mipiv. It's shver in my eyes, like Rashi, to say that Rav would be yotzei dvar shakim mipiv. It's not mistaba that Rav would say a shaker, and according to this pshat, Rav is saying a shaker, because in truth they were both not alive, and so therefore at one point, Rav said a shaker. When he said Abba Kayim and he wasn't Kayim, that was a shaker. When he said Ima Kayamis and she wasn't Kayamis, that was a shaker. So it's not mistaba Rav would say something which is a shaker. Mashengelefi, the first pshat, he never lied. He just asked a question. He said a betmiah. He's asking a question. There was no lie. But to say that he's saying a statement, that would be a shaker. And it's like, nah, she kashab eina, she yotzi Rav, va shaker mipiv. Now, the lashon of Rashi over here, his kasha, and this pshat is a little bit tzarchi, a little bit difficult to understand. First of all, the Lashon Rashi is, Kasha be'enai, it's shver in my eyes, the Rav would be yotzi dvar shaker mipiv, the Rav would utter a word of sheker, miman pshach. If this is aser, if it's a lie, then say straight out, it's aser to lie. Rav is not going to lie. Right? If there's aser sheker over here, midvar sheker tirchak, whatever it is, then obviously Rav is not going to lie. What does it mean? It's shver in my eyes, the Rav would say a sheker. It's just say straight out, say pashit, Rav is not going to lie. Now, if you hold for some reason over here that this is not a sheker, there's no iser sheker over here, maybe this is mipnei hashalom, it's for tzarech, you don't want to say bad news. If for some reason there's no iser sheker over here, then it's mutter, and why can't we say the Rav did it? So, Imanim Shach, that lashon of kasher beinai is a little bit shver over here. Also, it's meduk in the lashon of Rashi, that Rashi is saying, kasher beinai loyma sherav yotzid vashakim mipiv. Sounds like he's focusing on Rav. He's saying, it's shver in my eyes, the Rav would utter a word of sheker. Again, if it's sheker, then no one's going to do it. Lav dafka Rav. Why is he focusing on Rav? Why do you have to say those words, Rav, over here? Just say, kasher beinai sheyotzid vashaker mipiv. No one's going to lie. Any chashev tamach chacham is not going to lie. Why is he focusing on Rav? Those are a couple diyukim over here in the lashon of Rashi. So I once heard a gvalik Hezra in this Rashi, kemudumli, I heard it from Reb Nachum Saab Shlita, that Rashi over here is saying a davar gadol, and really Rav is going l'shitasa, and that's what Rashi is alluding to over here. There's a gemara in Yevamos on daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings down an interesting mice over there that Rav had a wife that used to be Mitzar him. She would cause him trouble, cause him distress. So it says, Rav have a Mitzar le divisu. Kyamer le avidu li tufchi. When Rav would say to his wife, could you please make me some hadashim, some type of lentils? Avdalei chimtzi. She would make a different type of food. She would make these beans. Chimtzi, if he said, could you make me beans? Avdalei tufchi. She would make him the lentils. So whatever he would ask for, his wife would do the opposite in order to be Mitzar him. So Kigadol Chia Berei, when Reb Chia, Rav's son, grew up, when he became older, and he chapped what was going on, he realized that his mother's been mitzar his father, he wanted to make shalom, so apichla, so he switched it around. So in other words, Rav would sometimes ask his son, Chia, could you please ask your mother to make me lentils? So Reb Chia knew what's going to happen, and he was a pikeach, so he went to his mother, and when his father asked for lentils, he would tell his mother, my father asked for beans, and then the mother would switch it around and make lentils, and then Rav would get what he really wanted. So after this started happening a couple times, Rav realized that now he's getting what he ordered. He got what he wanted. So he said to Chia, he said, Yayilach Imech. He says, what happened? It seems like now your mother is giving me what I wanted. She's giving me the right thing. So Amalei, so Chia told Rav, I know the kafich nala. It's not she who changed, but it's me who switched it around. I switch it around. I say the opposite of what you really said, and that way she does the opposite, and you end up getting what you want. So Rav told him that Amalei hadn't come interested in nothing. Menach tamim lefach. He said it's a good chaper you're doing. It's a good idea. But afal pichin atl tiavid hachi. Still, you shouldn't do it. Shenamer limdu l'shanim davar sheker he'avet. He said, so Rav told Rav Chia, he says it's a nice idea he came up with, but afal pichein, it's better that you shouldn't do it, because the pasuk says, limdu l'shanim davar sheker ha'ave, that if you train yourself to speak sheker, it's not good, you're going to end up being a shakran. So what's going on over here in the Gemara? So the pasuk says, you know, Rav never told Rav Chia that it's usher to do this. He didn't say you can't do it. He didn't say it's mamish midvar sheker terchak, this is an isser sheker over here. It seems to be that it would be mutter to do it. This is mutter l'shanis v'nei ha'shalom, for the sake of shalom, you're allowed to change the truth, you're allowed to lie. And this Papashis would go into Mutter L'Shanas B'nei HaShalom, like the Meiri is Meir over there, that L'Chair, there should be Mutter because of Mutter L'Shanas B'nei HaShalom. So it sounds like Al Pidin would be Mutter, but still, Rav told his son, even though Al Pidin it's Mutter, but L'maisa, it's not a good idea. It's not a good practice to be involved in Sheker, even when it's Mutter, especially if you do it all the time, because you train yourself to be a Shakan. You train yourself to say Sheker. If you say Sheker all the time, even though it's Mutter, you're going to train yourself to be a Shakan, so therefore it's not a good idea. You should not do this. So it's mavur from the Gemara is that even in a case where something is mutter, it might be mutter to lie al pidin, it might be mutter b'nei hashalom, but still Rav had an extra sensitivity to shakir based on this pasuk, and he felt that you shouldn't do it, even if it's helpful, even though it's mutter, but you shouldn't utter any shakir because it could train you to chalila become a shakran. So lefi that, Rashi over here makes a lot of sense. Rashi says, Kashav ene lomish Rav yitzit v'ashakim v'piv. The question is, if it's asr, just say it's asr. The Torah says, there's no asr shak over here. Al pidin, it could be it's mutter, maybe this is v'nei hashalom. You're trying to not say a davar ra, you don't want to say it straight out. So al pi halacha, there'd be makam lahakal over here that this might not be considered a real dvar sheker. But af al pichen zagdashi, that kashav ene sh'rav yitzit v'ashakim v'piv. It's fair for me to hear that Rav himself would be Meitzid Vashakim Mipiv. This Rav, the same Rav who was so makbid on his son, not to utter something which is Sheker, even though it's Mutter Mipnei HaShalom, because you're going to end up becoming a Shakran. So it's Shver in my eyes that Rav himself, that same Rav, that he himself would say Sheker. It's not Mistabah that he would do that. That's very, very hard to hear. So I think that's Miyash of the Dukim and Rashi. The really Rashi held Al Pidin might be Mutter to be Meshaka over here. And somebody else maybe would do it. But Rav himself, Rav who is so makbid on Sheker, even Makam where it's Mutter, it's shred in my eyes, it would be Meitzid Vashakim Mipiv, and therefore he's Medayik. Number one, he didn't say it's Aser, because it's not Aser. He only said it's Kasha Be'enai, and that's why he's Madgish Kasha Be'enai Sherav. It's Tafka Rav. Rav Lishitasu is so Makbid in the Zinyanim. He would, it's shred in my eyes, that he would be Meitzid Vashakim Mipiv, and therefore Rashi says that this Pshat is Shred, he likes the first Pshat better, and that's the Diak, how Meduktuk the words of Rashi are.